Today and tomorrow are going to be beautiful. And if you're itching for a trip to the gorge, here's another incentive. Eagles. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is hosting the 12th annual Eagle Watch at the Dalles Dam Visitor Center this weekend. It's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today and tomorrow. Those iconic birds are the focus of today's So Much to See.
Eagles gather at this time of the year to roost, and it's just far enough away to make them feel safe. But the Corps' Tom Conning says they're close enough so you can watch them.
Have various places to perch and roost upon. So there's a few different factors that have helped it become kind of like the Vrbo for eagles during the winter, January, and I think into February. So another thing to note is we hold this, you know, it's the two weekends, so it was last weekend and this weekend, but just because we're not hosting any more specific events, the eagles still will probably be there through parts of February. People, if they're interested, could call and make sure that there's still some eagles around before they go out. So the point is, they don't have to go this weekend specifically, but if they want to see a little bit more within, you know, having the Discovery Center, I think that's one of the other agencies that's out there. I believe they bring out other raptors, birds of prey, for people to kind of see up close. So there's a little bit more focused attention on these two weekends, but people will still be able to see eagles if they don't happen to make it this weekend. They just won't have as many activities to do.
And by the way, you definitely want to check out the Corps' social media pages. Chris Gaylord is in charge of them, and he's lighting things up.
Especially in this region, there's a high likelihood of coming off to people as this faceless bureaucracy, right? And the dry, kind of bland, that's what people expect of government agencies. And so my kind of like driving, the kind of foundation, I guess, that drives me is knowing how many media messages people see every day, thousands, right? And it's just white noise. And so like, how do we stand out? How do we shine through and be a little bit more human and personable, and also, you know, resonate with people a little bit more.
And I would imagine that it would get your message out. If you have something that you want to communicate to people, you know, doing it in a way that's going to make people stop and actually read the fine print is helping everybody.
How do you stop someone? You know, it's so easy, and I do it too. Just scroll through one of your feeds, you know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is. It's so easy to just like mindlessly scroll through. So how do you get people to stop, you know, first of all? And then the writing is also designed to kind of keep people as well. So it's like you have that image that communicates something really quickly in a really funny way that resonates with people. And I pull in, you know, pop culture references and stuff. So it's not just how do I hook you in the beginning, it's how do I keep you reading? And people have shared with us that, you know, they are so surprised to come away from a post, wow, I learned something, because it's fun to read. And I think that's really what it is. It's meeting people halfway, not expecting people to read your bland content, making it more digestible and more enjoyable for them.
You can find information to the Eagle Watch and check out the lightened up version of government social media pages by going to KXL.com and on our Facebook page.